Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Earth Spirit Dialogues. This is your host, Jeremy Werner, and today we're going to be talking about the journey of creativity. So for those of you who are familiar with astrology, for example, you may be aware that today the Leo full moon occurred actually at 4:08 p.m. So less than half an hour ago, we started to be illuminated by the moon in Leo and the sun in Aquarius. So as I was playing this show, I was thinking about creativity because this is a time with sun in Aquarius and so much happening in the sky, so much happening on the planets, sociopolitically, economically, and so forth. And so I thought it would be really helpful, actually, to think more about our creativity and our creative roles in our personal lives, in our relationships, and to actually spend some time thinking about what creativity actually is. And then once we have a keener sense of what we're working with, of how to actually validate and channel that creative energy through process in our lives. So what I like to do whenever I work with a term, I like to do a search online, for example, just to get a sense of what the collective is defining that term as. And from there, we can go into other meanings. So I looked at the word create, and one definition is to bring something into existence. And so what does that mean? Well, there's certainly a level of consciousness, that which does the bringing, and then there is that which is created. So we have this relationship between the creator and the created. So it's actually this relationship of co-creatorship that we're talking about. So this verb, if we think about it in a linear sense, it's something coming from another. And if we look at it from a relational piece, we look at that which is created is a part of the creator. And so there is this symbiotic expression, this non-local expression in the creational field. So what I'm going to invite us to do is to step out of the linear mode, out of the two-dimensional view of creativity and the world, and to come into a larger space, really the space of the multiverse, so that we can understand our creative power, because we really do, as individuals, have this power. And it's amazing to, you know, hear the news, hear the media, to see what's going on in the world. And really, we are generating so much pollution and war and destructive force coming from our actions. And these actions are a part of this process of creation. And so how do we make that more conscious? How do we hold ourselves accountable for what's actually coming through us? Another definition of to create is to cause to happen as a result of one's actions. So in that regard, everybody is creative. You know, sometimes I'll hear people say, no, I'm not very creative. I can't draw. You know, that there's some idea that creativity has to be related to artwork or some specific form of expression. Yet if we look at it from this larger scheme, to cause to happen as a result of one's actions, then we can see that each of us is highly creative, you know, in just putting together a meal for ourselves, or getting dressed, or styling our hair, or choosing the next book that we're going to read, that there is a generation of effect through our actions. And this doesn't specifically say whether those actions are conscious or unconscious, and there is actually a lot of unconscious reaction. You know, so I distinguish between conscious action and unconscious reaction, as well as creating something new and recreating the old, or repeating something that is an unconscious reaction. And so the creativity that I really want to inspire is that which brings something new into the world. That creativity can be seen as the use of the imagination or original ideas, you know, this concept of originality, of we're transcending traditional ideas, rules, our patterns, relationships, to create something more meaningful, this novelty or new forms and methods that we can use in our world. And so with the sun in Aquarius, and we have had a new moon in Aquarius, we have another new moon in Aquarius coming up, this full moon in Leo, that this really is a time to apply our creativity to the humanitarian cause, that there is something so significant and critical about this time. And for those of you who follow astrology, you're probably aware of the Uranus-Pluto square happening in the sky. And the seventh of seven final squares happens in March. So March 16th, 17th is this pivotal time. And actually last month we had some aspects that haven't happened for 2,600 years. So I'm seeing this year, 2015, as we enter more fully into it, as a year of activation, this time whereby the need to change can no longer be denied, that there is this imperative that we cooperate, you know, that we look at these new ideas from the perspective of we need to change or we will suffer the consequences of our actions and therefore lead to further destruction on the planet. So this pivotal moment is a highly creative time, and there is potential for a lot of creativity to come through and come through the heart. And I think the important piece to remember is the relationship, because in this dualistic world, we are not supported in understanding relationship. We see this rise in individualism. We see this rise in Americanism. A lot of New Age thinking is, I can have anything I want if I will it strongly enough. That this is not coming from a co-creative relational perspective, and it's coming from a power over perspective. And certainly creativity can be used for power over. However, is that really going to bring us into the evolved or enlightened state that is our potential at the core of things? So when we look at creativity, let's go beyond the idea of creating artwork, although that can be a medium of expression, you know, whether it's painting, music, poetry, that expression in general is a creative process. And from an esoteric perspective of the chakras, for example, the throat is our vessel, our vehicle to express ourselves creatively. So how we express ourselves is basically our signature in the world, how we stamp the light of who we are into the world. And this is very significant, that we do have this power. And it's not about how do we find it so much as how do we connect to it. And I see it more as an internal connection or an internal linking to that source. Whether we call it divine source or creator or heart or light or universal heart, heart of the heavens, as the Mayans may talk about that, that we need to find out how to relate with that source, that inevitable creative source that sustains our life. So when we think of creativity, let's think about this as a process that involves the consciousness as well as the substance that's used for creation, similar to in modern physics, where we know that the observer and the observed are inseparable, which is the same in the Taoist philosophy of yin and yang, this principle, this dualistic principle that's actually interpenetrating and inseparable, this infinity swirl that generates that creative force in the dynamism of its action and how we relate to that. So I think we need to see creativity as a living aspect of who we are, that by virtue of being on the planet in human form, we are creative. And what impairs that creativity, I would say, is shame, that carried shame, those experiences that we've internalized that have denied the spontaneity, creativity, and curiosity of that child inside that knows immediately what to do in the unknown. Let's get curious. What's that color look like? What does that shape do when I make it this color, or I put it in combination with these other shapes? That ingenuity comes from this place of spontaneity, and when we can return to that childlike state, then we really can start to access more of our soul. And this is different from what I would call the childish state, which is more of the wounded child, you know, the hurt child, making a demand for needs to be met. And that's certainly, I think, a part of all of us on this planet, that we're dealing with individual and collective trauma, whereby we don't know our creative potential, that we haven't been supported to be creative in our own unique ways, that there's been this expectation that we repeat what others have done, you know, that there's a select few who are creative, whether they're actors or stars or physicists or authors or people who are known in the public world, that these people are the ones that are creative, and therefore I am not, since I am not that. And I think that's part of that dualistic framework that we were born into in this planet, that really isn't the reality that I think is possible for us to be in. And so how I access that multiverse is recognizing at a foundational level that I am neither good nor bad, that there isn't this dualistic definition of who I am, and that feelings, needs, and qualities that I experience are also neither good nor bad, that we need to come off of that teeter-totter and recognize that as long as we are pursuing one extreme and avoiding another, we're not actually accessing our creative potential. We are recreating through that repetition of what we were told is what needs to happen, or we're repeating behaviors that are reflecting who we were told we are, rather than having a direct experience of that. And so this is really a time to come more into the heart center, you know, coming out of the head space into the heart space. And from there, feeling ourselves through our experiences. And this really flies in the face of the Newtonian view and the Descartesian view of I think, therefore I am. This idea that my thinking is what generates who I am. Yet if we look at the creative process of birth, this fetus is developed inside, in utero, in this universal matrix that's then birthed into this reality here on Earth. And there isn't thinking in the way that we know it as adults. There isn't that same logic. It's impulse. It's that spontaneous need. It's feeling. It's movements that are coming more from a primal level. And so when we really validate that within ourselves, we can really remember our creative roots, that the primal force of the universe is so magnificent to be able to create these billions of stars, these galaxies, the intricacies of the solar system. And that when we bring it down to the human level, we are a microcosm of that. The same forces that hold us together in this dynamic relationship within self are the same forces that enable the Earth to move in its spiral around the sun. That they're the same forces that allow the universe to constantly expand. You know, so we are these universal beings, and we need our consciousness to catch up. And so here we are in this Aquarian age where we have access to all of these technological advances. And yet, when those technological advances are generated solely from that mental frame, that two-dimensional frame, without heart, without understanding the full impact of these actions, without understanding the full implications or consequences for humanity and the rest of life on the planet, then those advances are really disadvantages because they bring us more and more away from our connection with the air we breathe, with the water we drink, the food that we take in. That there's so much pollution now that the soil is denatured and devitalized and filled with pesticides and radiation and you know the effects of war and all this conflict. And so these power struggles are a distortion of our innate creative energy. I mean, if we think of nuclear power as harnessing the sun to heat water, you know, it's basically to create steam. And what is that doing to the planet? You know, there's this idea that we have to have power over nature in order to survive. And yet indigenous cultures for millennia have lived and thrived through the connection with that natural energy that's basically on the planet, that the planet generates. So this, I think, is a crisis in consciousness where we're needing to come to terms with what we're doing and how we are channeling our creativity. So coming back to that idea of shame, that the way I experience shame in my private practice, in the world, through relationships, is that it is this substantial energy that moves consciousness into that two-dimensional split, that when we are touched by that shame through that trauma, through negligence, through effects of pollution, whatever brings that, then there is a part of us that dissociates or splits off. You know, shamans talk about this soul loss. And psychologists talk about dissociation, and I'm looking at this separation from self, whereby we move from living our reality to coming into this mind space that's either or. You know, all our technology is based on this binary system, one and zero has no value. You know, one plus zero equals one. So implicit within the very mathematics at the basis of our technology is this idea that one, that masculine principle, that patriarchal principle, is what has power, and zero is just a placeholder. It doesn't really have value. And yet indigenous cultures have seen the medicine wheel and the circle of people coming together in cooperation, as having great value. And so we really need to reevaluate our whole logic, our whole system, our whole mathematics, and look at more of the new mathematics of 1 + 1 = 3. You know, that two people coming together brings their relationship. It's not just two individuals trying to piece them together, like integrative medicine, for example, trying to take this part and put it next to that part. That we need to stop the splitting and come into the wholeness through the direct experience of that wholeness and realize that we matter, that we are relating with everything that we have contact with, and it's impossible not to be in relationship. Yet if we are not coming from that perspective, then we go into those power struggles, and either I need to be the one with power over, or then I'm in the victim state and powerless. And so that shame ball goes back and forth, and these roles are played out time and again over the centuries, over the millennia, and today, the day that we're in, seems to be a culmination of this ancestral shame-tossed power grab. And when will we stop that? What will it take? You know, we're facing these extinction events that animals are dying at really high rates, and we're looking at, you know, major climatic changes, earth changes, changes in food and distribution of food, economic changes, imminent economic collapse. I mean, these are really issues that we need to come together with and really question, where within myself am I harboring that shame? You know, where do I seek revenge? Where am I seeking power over? Where do I feel powerless? And where do I need to step off of that teeter-totter and come into that place of experiencing myself from that raw primal beingness? I am neither good nor bad. I am this being. And my feelings are going to inform me of what I need, what I desire, and then the actions are how I can take those needs and wants into the world and co-create that with others who are willing and able to support me in that process. So when we start to see that our life involves more than just ourselves, we are in that relationship. And that, to me, actually is consciousness. That relationship is consciousness. And so with that co-creation, I think it's important to keep in mind that what each of us brings to the world is also taking on its own life, and that that which is created can be received by another, that the form of creation can actually be a symbol of relationship. So if I think about going to a dance performance or an orchestral concert, that here are these musicians that I may have great admiration for. You know, wow, the cello, I love the cello, and the sounds that come through that cello speak so dear to me. And how I internalize that is by receiving, by not only listening to the sounds, but hearing the sounds, allowing the sounds to penetrate into my being, and then to appreciate those sounds. So what I'm doing is being the receiver for that which is conveyed. So these musicians are expressing their creative call, their creative impetus into the world, and I'm acting as a receptor. And that completes that circuit, that validates that creativity. And so when we really start to bring appreciation into these creations, we start to direct our consciousness to validate and amplify that which has meaning for us. And then to question, where am I coming from with respect to power? And am I seeking to destroy that which I really appreciate because I can't produce that as well? I know for myself, certainly, that there have been times when I've done a painting and I've had an incredible amount of rage come up because it didn't match my inner vision. And so there's this painting that I did, and I called it Shaman's Path, and I painted the background really rich cobalt blue with texture, and then I was doing this yellow pathway on it, and I was really pleased about the effects that it was generating, and it was really taking on this life, this energy, which I was really admiring and really amazed of, wow, this is coming through. And then I had this idea, well, if I add this color in this way to this painting, I can perhaps amplify that. So here's this inspiration of, let me get curious, let me be spontaneous, and here I go with that. And then as I put it to the canvas, I realized it completely changed the energy and the intention of the painting. And then I started to feel the shame of, oh, wow, I just ruined what I thought was this creative, energizing, meaningful piece. And so then I started to correct that. I tried to withdraw the paint, and I ended up making it worse. And it created this spiral of angst, of pain, of rage, of how can this be happening? What have I done? You know, I've destroyed this. It's no longer good enough. And then I went with it. I was letting this be my creative process. And I heard the voice, well, actually in response to my saying, I want to destroy this. I just want to destroy this painting. The voice that I heard was, destroy it with paint. So I took the brush and I went into other colors and I made graffiti on that painting. And when I was done, I looked at it and I thought, what a powerful creative process. That the creative process was not my getting this end result that I thought I could sell or make money off of or gain validation for, that part of the intention I realized behind that was to procure those things. And then this process that was primal, that needed to come through me and actually went beyond my logic and my thinking, led me into that deep shame that I could confront where I was harboring that rage, where I was harboring that violence, and then I could express that through the painting. So I didn't harm anyone. I didn't harm anyone else. I didn't harm myself. And yet I was able to express something very potent. And then when I looked at that, it was this anachronism of, here's this graffiti, almost this modern day disturbance of this ancient path, this ancient route. And that to me is descriptive of what's going on today, that there has been this distortion of the values of our ancestors. And the graffiti is that we've lost the sense of sacred, that we think we're not creative beings, that we think we're not powerful beings, that we are these wounded children, not knowing that we're wounded and trying to get this power, trying to be more than, and instead of focusing inside on really experiencing the peace and the creative juice inside our own hearts and through our relationship with ourselves, that we are destroying the planet. And so through the next year, and specifically in the next couple of months, let's look at how we are wrestling with these issues and how can we take the step to see more clearly what we've been hiding within ourselves and really start to admit, acknowledge how creative we actually are, that we can see the creative moment anytime we take action, and that making those actions conscious actually move us into a heart space, and that the creations coming from the heart will then start to plant these seeds in the world that can grow into more resolution of these problems and a greater collaboration. And that's affecting not only humanity, but all life on the planet, plants, animals, the minerals, the water, the elements, that this is really our calling to come into the heart and really make a difference. So I hope this inspires you. I hope this gives you maybe a more profound sense of creativity, a more profound sense of your own heart, and really enjoy that process and see where it takes you. So thanks for listening. This has been The Journey of Creativity with Jeremy Werner here on Earth Spirit Dialogues, and we'll talk to you next time.